The U.S. produces more than 250 million tons of waste every year. About 65% of that is trash, which means it's headed for the landfill or the incinerator. And that number could go up, especially when you consider that more people are shopping online, which means more packaging and more waste. Houston-based Waste Management is the largest disposal company in the U.S. It also does recycling. And as part of our series View from the Top, where we speak with leaders, we're joined now by the president of Waste Management, Jim Fish. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Well, how much waste is your company dealing with right now?
We are dealing with about 100 million tons a year, just slightly less than that, about 96 million tons to be exact.
And are you seeing an increase over recent years because of all the online shopping and stuff that's going on?
You know, it's interesting. It's really just a change of channel for us. If you think about waste being sold through a big box store and now going through kind of an Amazon Prime, it really just kind of changes where we see it. We used to see it on the commercial side of our business, and now we see it on the residential side.
And how much of it is recycling?
That's hard to say. I would tell you that overall, about 35% of our overall waste is recycled. It had been going up for many years. It's plateaued a bit. So The last 2 years, we've seen it plateau. And don't know whether that is just kind of a temporary plateau or whether it's plateaued permanently.
And I've seen that in recent years, it has become less economically viable for companies to recycle because the cost of the materials has changed. What's going on with that right now? Does it make sense financially for you to be recycling certain materials?
Absolutely. It makes sense for us to recycle. But we have had to change the model a little bit because, as you said, commodity prices have been on a kind of a consistent downward trend over the last 4 to 5 years. It used to be that commodity prices for us that we sold out of our recycle plants averaged about $100, and it cost us about $60 to process, and then we would kind of split the difference with the customer. And we've seen both our cost go up because China, which is a big consumer, has imposed some quality controls on us, and then we've seen the price that we can sell those commodities at on the back end come down. So we've changed our pricing model a bit, but it is still economically viable for us for sure.
Well, when you say China is a big consumer, explain that, because I think a lot of people, you know, they put their recycling out on the street, it goes away, and they don't know what happens to it after that. But in fact, a lot of it gets sold to China, right?
Correct. When you think about recycled newsprint, for example, almost all of that ends up in China. Cardboard, not all of it, but certainly a material amount of it ends up in China. They produce a lot that we buy, but they need a lot of cardboard to box it up, and so they are a big consumer of recycled cardboard.
We saw a recent profile of Waste Management in Forbes that said that you guys recently slashed money-losing green initiatives, sold a high-tech incinerator business for $2 billion, and mothballed 22 of 126 recycling plants. Is that something that's going on? Are you getting rid of your recycling assets because of profitability problems?
Well, no, you've talked about a couple of different lines of business there. So specifically, with our waste-to-energy business, we felt like it added a lot of volatility to our business model, and so we felt that it was somewhat of a no-growth or slow-growth business in the United States. So it made sense for us to divest of it. Recycling, we've had several closures of recycle plants, but in total, we still are the biggest recycler in North America. And so those plants that have closed have really been a function of obsolescence or just simply moving them because of low profitability. And those are few and far between.
As you look from your vantage point, you've got a unique vantage point because you see what we do with all of our waste and all of our recycling. What do you think that the government could be doing to make wise decisions about the waste that we produce in this country, something beyond what you could do? But as you look at it, do you say, if only Americans did this, they'd be better off?
You know, I think, and by the way, we typically deal with state and local government. And I think what they could do to kind of intervene here is, as opposed to talking about diversion, which is basically moving trash away from landfills, they could talk about true recycling. And the difference between the two is You may divert tons away, first step away from a landfill, but it ultimately ends up back in the landfill if it was kind of trash to begin with. At our recycle plants, we've seen our trash coming out of the back end of those plants go from about 10% to 20%, yet the tons count as diverted tons to a municipality, and we'd prefer to think about it as recycling, because recycling is what's better for the environment.
We're speaking with Jim Fish, who is the president of Waste Management. And Jim Fish, I want to ask you about garbage trucks, because they get about, on average, 3 miles per gallon of gasoline. But we've seen an increase in the number of fleets using natural gas. How much of a change has Waste Management made on this front?
Well, we've made significant progress in moving from diesel to natural gas. And natural gas, as you know, is cleaner burning and more efficient for us. But it also it has some ancillary benefits. It's quieter. Our customers like the trucks better. It's the trucks are actually lighter because they don't have as much emission equipment on them. And we've fairly quickly ramped up from zero, literally, to about 20% of our fleet, and continue to buy the majority of our trucks each year as natural gas versus diesel.
Any thought of moving to fully electric, or does that work right now with the technology that exists for a garbage truck?
Well, we've looked at it, and we'll continue to look at it. It's our trucks are big trucks and require a lot of horsepower, so we have tested out a hybrid. We'd love to test out electric. I know GE has some electric locomotives, so. You would think that power isn't an issue, and I think we will continue to look at those types of technologies. We've even considered down the road things like autonomous trucks, which I think is still years away. But
Maybe not that far away. We've already got these self-driving Ubers going around in Pittsburgh right now. So
that's right.
And people may be surprised to hear that being a garbage collector is actually, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, more dangerous than being a police officer. 33 fatalities per 100,000 workers. And often what happens is that some impatient driver will try to go around the truck when it's stopped on the street and hit one of the collectors. So what do you have to do to ensure the safety of the garbage collectors?
Boy, we spend, in fact, I was just on a conference call before I came over talking about that exact topic. We spend a lot of time focused on safety. You're right. It is an industry that where we're exposed because our drivers are and our helpers are out on the road, particularly those helpers who are outside of the vehicle. So we spend a lot of time, effort, money on making sure that our employees are as safe as they can possibly be. We've put cameras, for example, in our trucks that can see what they do is on a continuous loop, show us kind of the 10 seconds before an event and the 10 seconds after that event. And if we can see where we have a coaching opportunity. So we really spend a lot of time and effort on safety of our employees.
And what about compensation for them? What are your thoughts, for example, on raising the minimum wage?
You know, we haven't, our employees are priced above the minimum wage, so we really haven't been affected by that. I mean, I guess I have a personal view on it, but from a company standpoint, we feel like we price or pay our employees a fair wage. We have about 20% of our employees that are unionized employees, and they negotiate their own contracts, and then the rest are on an agreement with the company individually, just like I am.
So, Jim Fish, in 10 years, where do you see Waste Management?
I think you're going to see you're going to see some technology really be brought to bear with Waste Management. I mentioned the potential for autonomy with vehicles, but things like augmented reality to help us on the maintenance side, and a lot of it will help us with things like the impending driver and technician shortage. There are about 50,000 openings within not just our business, but across the entire transportation industry for drivers. And we've got to figure out a way to address that.
That's Jim Fish, the president of Waste Management. Jim Fish, thank you for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.